Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformations with Elisa. Remember to dial us early to experience your own personal mini reading from Elisa. The number to call is 516-418-5651 to secure your place in line for always informative guidance. Our callers say she is spot on. We know you'll agree. Welcome to Transformations with Elisa.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is April 4th, 2023. We are live with Elisa. The number to call in if you want to get your own reading is 516-418-5651. And I will tell you, a lot of people say, how do you know who I am? And it's because about a year ago, I was keeping, I started keeping a record of who called. I even know when the last time most people call in, because I'm very detail oriented is the only word I can think of with you know, trying to be nice to myself. So I'm detail oriented instead of saying I'm OCD. But that's how I know who's on the line. I check your phone number against my list that I have. And if you've never called before, you get preferential treatment. Now, we have two people on the line tonight, and they both have called before. But first, I want to say welcome, Elisa. Have you had
Hello.
A wonderful Tuesday?
Yeah, I have, actually. It's been wonderful today.
Your Tuesdays seem to be magical.
Yes, and so we're springing into the new life that we choose for ourselves, and that's what's happening. It's actually about manifesting everything and then becoming all that you planted, and it's starting to show up. It's almost like the spring is starting to bloom, and that's what I'm noticing as the collective shows up, like for healing or, you know, to have a session, is what was is no more, and what is like this renewal. It's a renewal for a lot of people, and doors are opening, opportunities are opening, things are becoming planted in front of them, and it's happening for myself as well. And I tell people there's a flow. When there's a flow, that means that you're going the right direction. Whenever there's resistance, it's about stepping back and observing and see what's really going on, because it might not be the right path for you. And sometimes we hold on to pushing and wanting something because we expect it. And let go and surrender, then the gifts just start to show up of more than we ever expected. And that's exactly what's happening to me and my
past. Girl, you're talking my language, because that just happened to me today. I hit a roadblock, and my first instinct was, oh no, what am I going to do now? And then I remembered you said something along these lines before, and I thought, oh, this isn't an obstacle. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. And sometimes we push the opportunities away. And instead of embracing them, that they showed up, we block it because we're not really trusting that it's the right path for us, because we want it to be the way we want it to be. This is what people are learning, is let go and release those old programming and conditioning, you know, skills that we've gathered along the way. Because that, and sometimes people are, you know, going on a different path because it's being removed from your life because it's not for your highest good. And sometimes people come back in and they had to go on their journey to go through that growth period. So we're just allowing life to be instead of controlling it. And this is what we're all kind of being lessened to, is step back, release, and trust that all is going to unfold exactly as it's meant to be instead of what we want it to be. That's not easy to do. but it's magic when it happens.
My first instinct is to do like a toddler, stomp my feet, scream, and shake my fist and get upset because things aren't going the way I want them to.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that because I'm a little too old to be acting that way. But that's what's going on inside sometimes.
Well, when we're feeling that resistance, you know, we're not responsible for what is happening on the journey. We're just here to walk it and trust it. And it's interesting because when you let go, the right people show up, the right experiences show up, the right energy show up. And it's really in that release and surrender that all this is happening. But when you're in that resistance, the first thing you want to do is control it. And then when you just let go and you say, okay, I'm going to hand it over to the divine and allow things to just unfold naturally, then magic starts to happen. And there's things in my path that happen that I stand back and think you couldn't have made this one up crazy in an amazing way. And it's gifts that show up in the path. And I just keep saying thank you. And when you say thank you and you have gratitude for your blessings, the blessings keep coming.
Exactly.
And sometimes people think that's like really, how can that happen? I'm like, I get to go to work every day. I always say, I get to go to work every day, and I'm so grateful. Most people regret going to work every day. So it's just one of those things. And I don't know, I've just been experimenting with the energy, and it really works, and the magic happens. And the offerings are showing up before me, and it's whether I want to reach for them or not. But when we pay attention to the messages of people, or we pay attention to the messages of the experiences we're going through, we actually are being guided and gifted and told through their energy, I call it receivers, and people show up in our path to give us messages all the time. We just don't always pay attention to it. And that's what took me on my journey to the magic that's unfolding before me. And one day I will tell that story. But it's just letting go and trusting that everything will work out for your highest good. So.
And that's what it's all about, is what's for our highest good. And we have to remember sometimes what we think we want is just the ego saying we want it. It's not what's for our best interest.
Well, we don't always understand it. You know, we don't understand why something has to be different than what we wanted it to be. So
that's true.
It's just about, you know, trusting, letting go, and seeing, you know, and allowing things to be. And then the magic happens. It's like somebody planted seeds. For instance, there's somewhere that I want to eventually be placed at, like where I choose to live. And for me to get there, you know, everything has to align. You have to have the work, the clients, the whatever. And I put it out there to the universe of what my dreams are. And my dreams are starting to come to fruition because seed has been planted, and I just ask, show me. And then people have been showing up, and it's leading, it's like connecting the dots. It's like little breadcrumbs taking me to the path of the most magical experience in my life. So it's just trusting and going with it and thinking, how can this be? But it just is all aligning the way it's supposed to be. And that's really how I live my life. I don't really plan it. I just show up. And teaching that to people, they think, like, how do you just show up and not plan things? I mean, obviously, if I'm scheduled for something, I show up for that. But I really don't plan my everyday. I just allow it to happen organically. And it becomes magic. Places we go, experiences we had, we didn't even have it in the plan. It just showed up. So, anyways, we can take some callers.
Okay. First caller is Suzanne from New York. And we do have 5 callers on the line.
Okay. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello. Thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see if you saw anything different with love or work.
I see you going kind of on the same patterns.
I'm trying to break the pattern, yeah.
And I'm seeing that you want to try something new. I don't know why a bakery kind of, I don't know why this is showing up, but I'm just
going to
tell you.
Not bakery, but I'm going to apply for food service at a school tomorrow.
Okay, I just see like the food around you. So I don't know, it's whatever. It looks like cupcakes, though, like you're going to create and do something, learn how to floss things and create things and be more in that kind of a workspace. But, I mean, maybe you're going to take a different path and go work in a bakery. I don't know, but that's what's showing up in your energy. As far as love goes, I'm not seeing anything right this minute. But I see you getting, I don't know if you're on a dating site or if you're starting to get back out there, but I'm here in July, August. You might be able to get yourself back in the swing of things to date. But it's not going to happen for a little while. It's going to be a little while before that.
All right,
okay?
Well, thank you.
Right now, this is your time now. This is your time to figure out what you want to do and what brings you your happiness. Because you're kind of just repeating cycles and just doing the same thing over and over again. And you're changing the people in the job a little bit, but you're not really happy. That's what I see. It's just, it's kind of like exhausting.
It is. Well, I'm going for a food service position at a school tomorrow. Instead of working with kids, but what do you see with that?
I feel you're going to enjoy it. I feel you're going to enjoy it. I don't know why, but I see you in a bakery. Maybe you're
going to learn
something.
Well, I really don't
want to
work in a bakery like nights and weekends, no. So, yeah.
Well, maybe you're going to learn something here, and you're going to take it somewhere else. You know, you can create whatever you want. You want to work, you know, in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can make that happen. I think it's more about what you enjoy doing.
It's funny that you said 2 o'clock because the hours were 8 to 2. But I would really like to meet a significant other. I wish it was sooner than July, August. I just don't want a date. I want to meet the one. And that's what I'm putting out
right
to the universe.
Well, right now it's your time to just get
I've had my time.
I get that. But you haven't had your time in the newness. You know, we push things to happen, but sometimes they're not meant to happen. You know, until everything kind of aligns in that timing. So it's about allowing yourself to just go on the journey and trust and ask for things, and it'll show up.
Okay.
You know, it just takes time to make those planted seeds bloom.
Yeah, I've given it time. I'm old.
It's called patience, which is
why I have
patience. All right, my dear. Well, you have a good night, Suzanne.
Thank you.
I want to say, Suzanne, my mother waited almost 20 years. Oh, she hung up. But my mother waited almost 20 years before she found her second one. So it's never too late. You never know. Our next caller is a brand new caller. I don't know who this is. Hello there. Hello, who's on the line? I can hear you, but I don't understand what you're saying. Are you on a speakerphone? Okay, well, I'm not getting any response, so I'm going to hang up a little bit. I'll come back to you. We're going to now go to our friend Silson from Ohio. Hi, Silson.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good to have you back again.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about whether it'd be better for me to move to live with family members or to continue living by myself. Like, I'm trying to get a holistic perspective on it. So I feel like there's benefits to both, one financially and one mentally. I'm just trying to figure out what is the overall best decision.
I actually see you going with your family members, but I don't see it long term.
Okay.
I feel like in your energy, you kind of need that. You need to build more of a nest egg back in your life and then go back out there. Because I feel like you're chasing money, like you're making ends just meet, and it's very stressful for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up. And it's so funny because I feel like you're dreading going back to family, but you're never going to be there. You're always going to be doing something for yourself. You stay busy and you work, and you just need it to kind of get back on your feet. And then I see you actually getting another place of your own, like not that long afterwards. It's almost like you just need a break.
Yeah.
It's been a big struggle. It's almost like you're not even enjoying your life right now because you're in a struggle. And
That's,
you know, that's no fun. It's just, it's not because, you know, it's not, I think you're taking it more like, well, you know, they always said, you know, it's going to be hard on my own, but I think you need to just step back and just go home and stay for a little bit. And I think you need that. I think you need a reset and a little bit of a break. That's what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. I don't know if Mary lost connection or not.
I'm here.
Okay, we need our next caller.
I'm trying to get this new caller in, 954 area code.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, that's you. What is your name?
Hi. I'm sorry. My name's Christina.
Christina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Excellent. Glad to have you.
Hello, Miss Christina. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, Elisa. I'm very curious to know your thoughts, not about my situation, but the world situation, the stuff that's going on right now. First, you know, with the economy, our money, our former president, do you have any insights on this craziness that seems to be going on around us?
Well, right now what I'm seeing is a lot of good happening, chaos, but there's a lot of systems that are being reset, and I just see a lot of good happening, but things have to play out the way they're playing out because it's so much bigger and deeper than we can see with our human eyes. This is so much bigger than being human. I don't see it being bad the way people are going to feel it's bad. It might look like it feels really, really good. And it's about holding faith that everything's going to turn out to be exactly as it's meant to be. This isn't about politics. This isn't about all of that. This is all about the world shifting into a higher frequency for us to all be together in a good space. And however it has to bring the truth to the surface, the truth will set all of us free. But we're here to stand in faith and just go about doing you and all of us doing ourselves, because right now it's about heightening and taking the responsibility to heighten in our own frequencies using the love frequency. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. So all the stuff that's on the surface human. We're stepping into the spiritual realm of this is a huge picture of, I just feel so much excitement and greatness. But that's what I feel and that's what I see. And I will tell you, you know, over the holiday time, I got a lot of downloads and messages that there's a lot of good ahead. I just don't know time. And we're coming into 1,000 years of peace, but yet I don't know time. And the way things look and the way things feel are very conflicting because it feels really good, but it looks really bad. So this is where discernment comes from, and this is the responsibility of each of us, as we are to look within our own heart and know the truth. It's not about a man.
Okay.
It's not about people. It's so much bigger than that. So have faith that everything's turning out exactly as it's meant to be. And stay positive, because the more that we hold the space of love, the more the earth energy will shift exactly that way. But sometimes things have to come to endings before the beginnings can happen. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Christina. Our next caller, who might be our last caller, I'm not sure, unless somebody else calls in, is Catherine from New York. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Good. I love to hear your voice. You're always so cheerful.
Oh, thank you. Same here. Both of you are always so kind.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. May I ask a question?
Yes,
absolutely.
Do you have time? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm wondering, I'm having events, one on the 16th of June and one on the 17th of June. I'm just wondering if you see them being successful, going well, whatever information you might be picking up on, I appreciate.
I feel that's going to be better than you expected. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I feel you're going to get a lot more opportunities from doing that event.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm sorry I missed
all
the...
working out.
Yes.
Is this your first time you're doing? Because I feel like you're really
yes.
good at what you did.
Okay, I've done versions of it in the past.
Oh, you've done it in the past?
In the past, I've done different types of events, but this is the first time I'm doing, like, I'm going to be selling tickets. I want to bring people together, you know, of like minds to do projects together and so on. I want to help them showcase their work.
I see it's been very successful, and people are going to really have a nice time with you.
Fantastic. Both days, you think, are going to be okay then?
Yes, I see it being a nice flow. I don't see any problems with anything. I think you're pretty good at, like, covering all the bases. You're very, like, I just see you very organized, and you kind of know what you're doing. So it's good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Focus on growing your business.
So this is the right track then, yeah.
I see it's the right track for you. I feel you're going to get a lot of good response from it, and it's going to go smooth, and I see more events coming from that. So stay positive.
Thank you.
Any other
questions? So much, yeah. I'm sorry?
Do you have any other questions?
Oh, if you wouldn't mind, please, yes. There's I'm actually involved in a class action lawsuit.
Yes.
Do you see it going my way? Did I give enough information to the lawyer? Anything?
I see it going well, but I think there's still some hiccups that need to be ironed out with it. I don't see it being as smooth as everybody wants it to be. it might extend it a little more time, like maybe another 6 months or 6 weeks. I'm getting the number six. But I do see in the end there will be a settlement.
Oh, thank God.
It just might not be as much as you thought, but I don't know. But I don't see it being a lot less. It's just that it might be a little bit less than what you thought.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And yeah. I feel like you just keep going with your gifts and doing your work, and you'll be fine. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank
and
you.
We do have another call. And pardon me?
Oh,
I'm
I just
sorry.
Said much love to you both. Just
oh,
much love
thank
to you both,
you.
Stephanie.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm going to see. We've got one more caller here. Oh, I think this is our friend Dion. Catherine, I'm going to say goodbye to you and bring Dion in, and thank you so much. Hi, Dion.
Hi. Thanks for taking my
call. How are you? Welcome back.
I get your newsletters. I've gotten actually a couple of them because you do the newsletters, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I've gotten like a couple of them recently. And
yes.
Thank you for sending those.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're doing things a little different at Be Unique this go around because of, I don't know if you noticed the one about Garrett East, the little young man who's got the brain tumor or had the brain tumor. They've removed it. But that's Jennifer's son. And Jennifer is our graphics designer. She does the one, she's the one who lays out the magazine and everything. So when she had to go to the other side of the country to be with her son, we decided to just put together a real quick four-page or eight-page magazine. So everything that we normally put in the magazine is now going on our blog. And I'm trying to space them out so we're not sending everybody everything all at once. So you'll be getting more emails as the next couple of weeks come up. And,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it's also time for me to get our annual report in, so you'll be seeing kind of a an outline of what we've done over this past year. So we're
yeah,
trying to keep
I,
trying to keep that page busy as much as we can.
Yeah, and then I go back through and listen to like other shows that you've broadcasted. Like I was listening to the one on death the other day and I was like, oh, this isn't something I'd normally listen to, so I wanted to listen to it because
yeah,
it wasn't
was
something
Tony,
I would normally
right?
pick. Yeah, it was really interesting.
I thought so too. Tony finds the greatest people to interview.
Yeah, it was really cool. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's our pleasure to do that. It better be our pleasure because we're not getting paid a penny to do it.
No, and you know what?
Always,
I have to email you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's always good to hear that we're making a difference in somebody's life, and I appreciate that.
And I have to remember tomorrow to email the documentary I'm working on. Because you remember when I sent you the book and someone did the – you did the review on the book, and then now I'm doing a documentary on Amazon.
Yeah,
I have to email it to you. And
shattered lives, shattered rose,
shattered windows,
something. Shattered windows. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I do notice your company and the work that you do.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. You have no idea.
And then, okay, so last time I called in, it's Elisa, right?
Yes.
Elsa,
yes.
Right there. Okay, Lisa said that I was going to be doing my relocation in May, and then the very next day I get a notice from my landlady that she's changing my lease. So month to month, so like she's letting me out of my onto my basically my lease agreement at the end of May. So It's just, anyway, so I'm already applied for another apartment and stuff like that. But wanted to give credit to her that literally she said that, and over, it might have even been a few late hours later when she sent the email. Okay, that's how accurate she is. Like, she said, oh, yeah, May, and then, like, a couple of hours later, my landlord's like, hey, you can get out of your lease in May if you want. I mean, I can go month to month, but I secretly want it out anyway, so just wanted to give you confirmation with that. So my question is that last year I became injured, and so I had to file for disability, just, you know, like for short-term disability or whatever, because of my injury, and I wasn't able to work, and I still have to have a surgery, and disability sent me a letter that they denied my claim or whatever. And I was like, dude, how? I went to the doctor 15 times in the past 28 days. Like, did you guys not get all the medical paperwork? Because there's something wrong here. So I worked with the lady, and she resubmitted my appeal with all of my paperwork, and, you know, and they're like, well, it could take years. I'm like, well, I can't wait years, you know. So she promised that she would expedite it or whatever. But do you, because I told her, I'm not going to have the surgery until I get my paperwork straightened out. This is ridiculous. Do you see that getting done anytime soon?
It's funny because when you said they didn't approve you, I felt like they already did. So,
okay.
You know, it's always red tape about pushing and being persistent and then showing, obviously, having the documents to back it up. But, I mean, you have the documents to back it up. And it's funny because I see big things with you, like big expansion with you in so many levels of your life. So I don't know what you're planning on doing with your work, but it's going to expand and grow. And I don't know if you're going to start teaching and do that based on your writings, but something's ready to come to life.
That's awesome. Yeah, there was a lady. Okay, so I'm working on this homicide case, and there was a lady that I met on Blog Talk, of all places, because I love Blog Talk Radio, that worked on the Lori Vallow case. And so she's been guiding me, and she said something about, I don't know if she has connections to Netflix or something about how to get in contact with Netflix. And so I was like, oh, wow, I'm already at that status. So I feel very confident, and I'm very excited because this is the first, like, job that I like. It's hard to find. I don't know about anybody else, but, like, for years and years and years, I've done work that, like, I liked, but I didn't love. And so, like, this I love. And so I love the fact that you're saying that it's going to grow because, you know, not everybody's that lucky that gets to, and it took me, I don't know how many years to get to this point, but I'm here now, and I'm not wanting to change it because it feels good. It feels right. Does that make sense?
I also feel like I'm getting the message of Nancy Drew. You like to solve mysteries. So it's going to happen.
She's a true crime author. Did
oh,
you know
is that,
that at least?
You do? No, I didn't know that you did that. You're a true crime author?
Yes, and I'm writing a documentary on the death of Aaron Carter right now because he was actually murdered. Well, I can only say it's a conspiracy theory at this point, but it was a murder for hire, and I'm the one that has all the evidence. I've been collecting it for months, and I've been working with, like, the FBI. I've been working with law enforcement, and the girlfriend just came out, like, 2 days ago and said that the police are being paid off. I'm like, oh, my God, I told her. I'm like, listen, you got to go to the FBI. You can't just say things like that out on the Internet. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I've gained a lot of interest in the documentary being on Amazon, which is great. But the millennials, the younger generation, They want to watch things. They want to see it on film. They're not readers as much as, like, I was a book. Like, every chance I got, I was over at Borders, Barnes & Noble, like, the library. Like, I was just a bookworm, you know. But, I mean, it's like writing in cursive. It's not, sign of the times maybe. But, yeah, so I was excited about Netflix being thrown up in conversation. I'm like, I'm down for that.
I just see you having opportunities come across, but it's going to be based off of your writings.
Awesome. That's what I'm doing.
I don't know. Or whatever, but you're going to expand on that. That's so cool that you do the crime stuff. It's fun. Like, I saw
that. You know, I love that you picked up on that.
Now it's true.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you're extremely... I don't know if the word psychic is the right word, but you are definitely psychic. But you're more than that.
We like to say she's intuitive.
Extremely intuitive.
It's getting a little more fine-tuned, girl. It's been happening. Like, I could see sometimes when people, like, actually had for lunch or something, and I speak it. I don't even know what they had for lunch until I see it. It's becoming that fine-tuned with the gift. But, you know, I mean, it just depends on how open you are, too. And you're open. Mm-hmm. But I see you expanding. And you might even have, like, your own following, your own. It's almost like you're a PI, but you do it through your fantasy, like, your fun of life, like the fantasy, the creative side. But it becomes, like, your reality. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly. People said I was kind of like Stephanie in the Janet Ivanovich series. You know how, like, she's like a bounty hunter? Because, like, how did I end up chasing, like, serial killers and murderers? It's not even,
I don't like to do any of that other stuff, but that's your path, girl. But it's, you're good at it.
Meanwhile, I'm over here writing about angels.
Yeah, I'm writing about, yep. I like the more positive aspects of the intuition going in a different way, but, you know, I mean, intuition's used in all ways. It's just your path, but you're really good at it. You're going to solve and help people solve the mysteries, and, you know, you get like an adrenaline high. It's like you're like a little bloodhound. You start on a little path of discovery, and you're like, oh, I know it's, we got to go this way, and we got to go that way, and you gather all the information and then show it. That's pretty cool. But I do see good things for you. And I see you,
having good
fun.
Having fun?
Yeah, you're going to bring in two more people to help you.
Oh, good.
I see two people working alongside you. You know, like when people do like those, like the paranormal stuff, and they want to like have a little group together, and they're all sitting there in the dark waiting for the flashlight to turn on. You know, I see you doing stuff like that. You like that,
I do. Like my dog, I was laughing today because in my office, it's like I type in the dark. And it was because somebody told me I was a spy in my past life, and I've learned how to navigate in the dark. And it's but when you're working on a computer, the light is so bright, but it's like, you know, it's just to somebody else it would seem very strange to be working like that. But that's how I train. That's how I keep my survival skills sharpened, right? Because you have to be able to navigate it. And writing about angels is very important. The name of my documentary is called War of Angels because there are so many angels that are in the story, but there's dark angels too.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, well,
you're
I mean,
the polarity.
I mean, but for me, it's kind of like, I'm not mad at the murderers. I'm not mad at the two guys that murdered him. I think it's unfortunate that that's the way that they are. But for me, it's just like another day at work. I mean, obviously I have feelings and I feel sorry for the mom and for the family. But at the same time, I can just look at the murderer like, okay, this was the spiritual contract between you and the victim because this was the story, and I very calmly can document that and be investigative and ask questions without falling to pieces. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not my life. But, yeah, it's right. actually extremely interesting. But, I mean, thank you for telling me that I have good things to look forward to because I always worry about that because I'm by myself, you know. And but knowing I'm not going to be by myself is something great to look forward to.
Well, you're like doing unsolved mysteries. But you're doing it through intuition and your knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just
doing
a journey on a different, you know, in a different path, you know, than I would want to do. I've gone down that path before, and I don't like being there because it's okay to be the light, but I don't want to be around all that energy that's not of light. For you, it's a thrill. So that's where you're going, and that's what you love to do, and that's really going to take you to positive spaces, you know? Everybody has their journey and their gift and how they want to use it. But you're doing it for the good. You're not doing it for the bad. You're just doing it, you know, on that path. And that's just what I want to go to anymore. I like staying in the light. But I see good things for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you'll help people. But you're trying to understand it, too, because it intrigues you, how people can think a certain way or do certain things or whatever. You're just trying to figure it all out. It's like you're the profiler.
Yeah, it's like the guy who, he actually, the murderer, one of the murderers, because it was two people, actually just confessed like it was nothing. Like, it was just like another thing. Like, he was like, I really kill people. This is what I do. And I'm just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, who wakes up and says, I'm just going to go kill somebody today, and then thinks nothing of it, and they know they're not getting caught. Like, he's not – three confession videos, and he's still running around like it's nothing, and the police don't do anything to him.
Huh. I'm not sure about all like, that. I don't go into that stuff, but, you know, it's for you, I just see you kind of, like, growing a business from it, so –
That's what I'm working on.
Very interesting, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we need to have police officers in this world. Doesn't mean I'd want to get up there and do the job. But somebody else does.
That's why we all have different gifts.
That's why we all have different paths. I would not want to be on that one. It's all good, but you're going to do well. And, you know, I actually see you writing another book. So it's almost like you're going to have, I don't know if you're going to do like a series of books that kind of show different solving, you know, different cases and just have like the mysteries. But you're like the Nancy Drew. That's all I keep seeing. So it's kind of cool. You'll have to let us know, like, how this all unfolds.
I definitely will. I'll definitely keep you posted. You know I love calling in the show. And, again, you're extremely accurate, and I feel very lucky that you took my call today. It was just a pleasure.
You're actually really good at finding missing people, too. You should probably, like, try to, like, get into that more as well, like locating people who are missing. And seeing, I was doing that for a while, and that just got a little too emotional, but with the people. But you know, it's fun to kind of like it's like going on discovery to try to unfold where somebody is and where they're, you know, where what happened and putting the pieces together. I could see you doing that.
I could give it a try. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not. So anyways, but yes, you have good things ahead for you, my dear.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And good luck with your move. You're going to actually like your new space so much more.
Oh, Thank you for saying that. Like, I literally was this morning, I was like, dear God, I'm very grateful for my apartment, but it stresses me out living here. And, you know, it's like gloomy. And
I was
going to
say the other
myself.
One has sunshine. I see sunshine. I see, and that it might not be as big. It might be smaller, but it's bigger. I don't know how to explain. Like, the space might be a little smaller, but because it's so, has such a good flow and light, it feels bigger.
That's fine.
It'll be good for you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we hope you call back.
I will. Have a great evening, ladies.
Thank you so much, Dion. We appreciate it. And that brings us to the end of tonight's show. We have no more new callers or old callers or middle-aged callers or juvenile callers. Or. So I'm going to let Tony. What's that, Elisa?
I said thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to let Tony take us out of here, and we will be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock or not. But the plan is next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Schedules allowing. Bye-bye.
We're happy you tuned in to Be Unique Radio's Transformations with Elisa. We hope her spirit-led messages touched your heart and transformed your day. Because this show moves with Elisa's busy schedule, remember to follow Be Unique Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio to be notified every time a new show is released, and for all the new releases from Be Unique Radio shows as well.